We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 12 lines from the top, beginning of a line, V'chol Hecha Ksiv Kol Ribuyuhu. That's where we're starting from. We learned that the Gemara wanted to know, how do you know the din, that there's a din kefel on everything, even not the Bali Chaim? So Gemara brought a pasuk that says, Al Kol Dvar Pesha, which sounds like anything that you steal. Then it says, Al Shar, Al Chamar, Al Se, Al Salma. Then it says, Al Kol Avedas, Yoyim Akiuze, Ad Lakim Yavadash, Tayyim, Asher, Yashin, Lakim, Yisham, Shnaim, Lareo. That's the pasuk says, pay kefel. So it starts off with a general rule, Al Kol Dvar Pesha. Then it says a bunch of specifics, Shar, Chamar, Se, Al Salma. Salma is clothing. And it says, Al Kol Aveda. And the Gemara was trying to figure out, how do you work this Klal Prat HaKlal, and where it came out, Levaisa, it's not a Klal Prat HaKlal, it's Kol Ribuyuhu, which means the first Kol Dvar Pesha is Marba everything, and we'll see soon in the Gemara that the Gemara is going to tell you every one of those specifics are a certain Miyat for something. But right now we're learning that Kol is Ribuyuhu, and that's not a Klal Prat HaKlal anymore, it's a Ribuyu. So Zok to Gemara, Gemara is a Kasha. We had a similar Kasha in the last parak also. V'chol Hecha Deksiv Kol Ribuyuhu, is that what you learn? Or is it Kol Dvar Pesha? We're saying it's a Ribuy. And it's not a klal prat klal. By Meiser Sheni, it says that if someone has a lot of tefua, he transfers the tefua into money. And then the halacha is you have to eat the Meiser Sheni tefua in Yerushalayim. Then you transfer the money. You bring the money off to Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, you only can buy specific things. You can't buy anything you want. It says in the pasuk, "Divrei Sata Kesef V'Chol Shetav V'Nafshecha," whatever your heart desires. But Baka V'Tzoyin V'Yayin V'Sheicher gives specific things. Baka V'Tzoyin Yayin Sheicher V'Chol Shetshocha Nafshecha. That says in the pasuk that. So we learned in the Brayis of Sata Kesef V'Chol Shetav V'Nafshecha Klal. Baka V'Tzoyin V'Yayin V'Sheicher Prat. Baka V'Tzoyin is animals, is meat, and Yayin and Sheicher is Yayin and beer, or the Yayin and strong wine. Prat, that's a prat. It's again a general rule. Klal, prat, klal. Iyata don elakena prat. Then you learn out from here, only can buy things that are similar to the prat. Ma prat mafurish peri meperi. Just like this, the prat are all things that it's a vlad mevlad, that the geffen comes from a chartzon and the wine comes from geffen. This is coming to exclude water or salt or mushrooms which grow from the ear. Those things are not, you can't buy those things with Maisa Sheni money. But Geduli Karka, you also need to have Geduli Karka, and that's coming to Lafuke Dogim, coming to Lafuke fish. Animals are considered Geduli Karka because they eat from the ground. They eat from the ground, from grass and different things in the ground. They call Geduli Karka. Masha Inkain fish are not. So we learn now, just like those things are Prima Pri Geduli Karka, Af Kom Prima Pri Geduli Karka. So what do you see? You see, B'chol HaShetav HaNafshecha is a klal. So you see, and it says, B'chol HaShetashoch HaNafshecha, the kol is a klal and not a ribuy. Zog Gemara Amri, B'chol is a klal. Kol ribuyuhu. Those psukim are, in the pasuk in Ma'aseh Sheni, it says, V'sata kesef B'chol HaShetav HaNafshecha, U'V'chol HaShetashoch HaNafshecha. It says, B'chol. Ma'aseh Sheni, kol is different. That's teres number one. Teres number two is, B'boi Seima, really, kol could also be a klalahu. Why by kefil aren't you darshening it as a klal prat klal? Miu kol dohacha ribuyuhu. This call is different. It's a ribuyu. Why? Mechti ksiv miikara klal uprat klal. In the parasha there it says earlier also another pasuk which is also a klal uprat klal. It says in the pasuk there. That kiyitain, it says in the pasuk, kiyitain ishareo kesef oy kalim lishmar beguna beis. This is two psukim before Akal Dvar Pesha. It's the beginning of that parasha that talks about Akal Dvar Pesha pei kefel. It says in the beginning of that parasha, kiyitain ish elreo kesef oy kalim. So kesef kalim is a prat lishmar beguna beis ish. And you must say, God, Yisham Shtayim. There already says pratim. So the question is, if the two psukim later, again, it says, Akal Dvar Pesha, al shar, al chamar, al se, al sama. Why don't we just put those four pratim together with the kesef kalim pratim? Why do we separate them? So let's read it inside the Agmar. Mechti ksimei kara klal prat klal. Ksiv ki yitin ish arei, which is a klal. Kesef kalim prat. Lishmar hodov a klal. A kalal. It says a klal again. V'yisak adayit achai akol dva pesha. Nami klal prat udasa. Nichtei rachmona lahani prat. Let's say those four pratim, shar chamar, seh, and salma, together with the kesef kalim. Gabi heich klal prat. I'll call Vapesh only. Why do you need a whole nother cloud, Prata cloud? Shema Amino, Ribuyuhu. You see, from here it's a Ribuyuh. Now, so if it's a Ribuyuh, so what is the cloud, Prata cloud talking about in Pasuk Vav, which is the first Pasuk? This is Pasuk Ches. Pasuk Vav, what's the Taka talking about? So Rashi explains, that's talking about the Shvuah. That cloud, Prata cloud, is saying what Yechai have a Shvuah on. Because it says in the end of that Pasuk that you make a Shvuah that it was stolen, the Shomer is tiny, it was stolen from his house, he has to make a Shvuah. What do you make a Shvuah on? So you have a cloud, Prata cloud, it has to be similar to Kesef HaKelim. So there, Taki, there's a cloud, Prata cloud, Kesef HaKelim, which includes a lot of things. Masha Inkain, the next Pasuk Ches, which says, I called Va Pesha, Shara, Chamara, Asa, Sama, is not a cloud, Prata cloud. It's called Ribuyuhu. And all those specific things are to come for Amir. That's what we'll explain right now. So Hashda Amr is called Ribuyo. Now that we're saying Kol is Ribuyo, so Kol Hani Prati Lomali, what are all those Pratim for? Kol Hani Prati Lomali, what are all those Pratim, Shara, Chamara, Asa, and Sama for? Lomali. So Mar says, Chad Lamute Karka. One is coming to exclude karka, which means it's coming to exclude that on karka there's no kefil. The chad lamute avodim. The second one, remember, there's four miyutim. The first miyut is lamute karka. The chad lamute avodim. The second one is lamute avodim. The chad lamute shtaris. The third one is lamute shtaris. And just to speak out, why do you need three miyutim for this? Didn't we say before that avodim ahukas to karkais? We didn't special miyut. Tois says is kasha. Tois is a very small tois. It's chad lamute avodim. Tois says, here, since it's not a klal, it's a kol ribuy, it's a ribuy. It needs a special meat to each one, because anything you try and take out of that ribuy, out of that ribuy, you have to have a specific exclusion for that. And therefore, avodim has a specific pasuk for that. So we're excluding karka, we're excluding avodim, excluding shtaris. What's salma coming to exclude? Lemute dava she'ena mesuyim. What does Devashem Masuyim mean? Rashi says it means something that doesn't have a simon. Let's read Rashi inside. Salma yeshlo simonim. A shirt has simonim. Give me a mitzias. Mas salma yeches lo simonim. A clothing usually has simonim. L'mud Devashem Masuyim she'ein lebaylam simon by shapat mekefil. So if you Rashi married the chiddush, that something that doesn't have a simon, there's no kefil on it. Tosfos is bothered by that, even though it's there's a kasa, but like what's the effort? So what makes something has simon on simon? How is that any effect in kefil? He doesn't like this pshat. Tosfos the maskal davashen mesuyim. First, we come through is davashen lebayim simon by vekasha mali yesh by simon malhein by simon. So therefore, the reverse is a little different pshat. Also, not so easy to understand. He says that it means it has to be something that's a davashen mida over mishkal over minyan. It has to be something that has a finite amount. You can figure out how much it is. Mashenkin, if the guy's tiny, you stole a house full of money, which is not a finite amount, it's not a clear masuyim big amount, there's no kefil on that. That's what he says, that's what Tosfos learns, is the miyut. So I'm going to ask Tosfos what it means, but the miyut on certain davashin and masuyim, there's no kefil on that. And what do you do? I call Aveda, which is the last ribuy. Remember, the first ribuy I called our pasha is a ribuy of everything. Then we have four pratim. What's I called I call Aveda? Did you know us? Now, we know that by someone's a shomer, if he says something was stolen from him, so he patterns himself with that, if he's a shomer chinam. And let's say it turns out he stole it, which we'll have extensively on Beis the sugya, but let's say someone stole it from him, and he patterned himself, then he stole it himself, he's chayiv kefil. What about aveda? A shomer aveda, on the tzadeh the shomer chinam, let's say, he says it was stolen from him, so he's potter. Then it turns out he stole it. Is he chayiv kefil or not? So that's what we're coming to teach you over here. If by aveda tainas was stolen and it was turned out he stole it, mishalom the stumi kefil. So now this pasuk says I call aveda shuyemar. This pasuk I call aveda shuyemar. So bottom line is we're learning from this pasuk. I called var pesha. I called var pesha is marba. Everything is chayiv kefil. Even davish in by ruach chayim. Everything is chayiv kefil. Al shara se chamar salma. It's coming lafuke karka of other stories and davish in a mesuyim. And I'll call Aveda as being Marba. Even by Aveda, you have the parasha of turning down his gun. If it turns out if someone's watching a lost item, and it was stolen, and he says it was stolen, and it turns out he stole it, he is Chayiv Kefil. We know from the Pasuk of this Ribuy of, I'll call Aveda, that's the end of the Pasuk.